he's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCoy Tone touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Greensports.net and the WJPA Network brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. Kinetic, Internet better. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream fields come true. Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings Loan of Green County, people you know, people you trust. Cornerstone Care, creating a healthier tomorrow's today. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Sarah's Candies, supporting Western Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. And by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Good afternoon and welcome to Cannon McMillan High School. It is home of the WPIL Class AAA. I take it back. It's not.
That's right.
I'm so used to it. It's PIAA West Region. We got a lot of WPIL guys here, but it's also District 9, 10, and District 6. I think District 8 did have some guys come. I don't know that any of them are left.
That's right. They did have a couple of guys that wrestled well, but no one advancing to this part of the tournament.
But we're down to the last six, and top five will move on to next week's state tournament at the Hershey Park Arena. Again, this is the PIAA West Region. The first time that it's happened this way. Actually, I take that back. It's not the first time it's happened this way. During COVID, remember they had the West and the East regions.
Yep. That was a weird year.
Like, we did it the same way, except we came down and then only eight guys from each side. Or four guys.
Four.
Four guys from each side made it to the finals.
So you knew going to Hershey you were a state medalist.
Yes. It was so weird. But the new format is a West Region, which is District 7, 6, 8, 9, and 10, all coming together. Top 5 will advance next week. So right now they're having the parade of champions to talk about the finalists. So those are important matches. You'll have the third and fourth happen on the side. And then the fifth and sixth are really where it's at, Greg.
Yeah, 100%. Those guys, their season is on the line. Those are the ones I'm most excited about, right? They're just going to be clashing and battling back and forth. So yeah, everybody's looking to see who's the champ. And then who's going to stay advancing to next week?
And we do kind of go down through and look at this. For Green County folks, our AAA wrestling resides in that 189-pound fifth-place match as Jake Stevens is trying to get there to Hershey, join his dad and his uncle as state qualifiers. So hopefully Jake can pull it out. Another one I saw that was kind of weird is Belfont has five guys still going. They're all going for fifth.
They got a lot. Their whole season's on the line, right?
Whole season's on the line. So Lanford Simpson and Greg Warnock bringing tonight's action. We are going to step aside for a couple minutes. We're going to pay some bills. We will have the finals immediately following this Parade of Champions, and then they'll have the national anthem. So you are listening to Wrestling Action here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Kane and McMillan, finishing up the Parade of Champions. Greg Warnock alongside Lamper Simpson, and going to be getting the national anthem here momentarily. Going to be a lot of great matchups here today, and it's been a great tournament so far.
Yeah, and basketball Bob had to step out. You and him had the this morning's call. Anything kind of crazy stand out to you, or was it kind of the way you expected?
I mean, I think a lot of the matches went as expected in the semifinals, especially a couple of upsets, but you expect those to happen, right? But a couple of guys who battled through the consolations, lost early, got back into that third, fourth, fifth, sixth place mix. So overall, I thought the tournament ran smooth. It's been a smooth run, a lot of good matches, and should see a lot here to finish up.
Yeah, honestly, the timing wasn't bad. Last night we were out of here by 9 o'clock, and today we had a decent break in between, so the format worked pretty well. They are going to play the national anthem, so we'll step aside again for that. You're listening to PIAA Wrestling here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Here we go. Getting ready to get things rolling. They're rolling up the red carpet so we can have some wrestling action. Leading the way, Connellsville will advance six to the state tournament. They have two in the finals, four going for third. And then there are still five alive for Thomas Jefferson and Belfont. We already talked about Belfont. All those guys are in the fifth place match. For Thomas Jefferson, three are in the finals, one's going for third, and then Zach Rehack will be going for fifth place. And then from there on down, there's several that have four still alive, three, and then all the way down. There are several teams that are eliminated from competition this week, and I will list them really quickly. Here they are, the ones that are already done, and they might even be having baseball practice here this afternoon. You got Punxsutawney, Meadville, Harbor Creek, Hollidaysburg, McDowell, Mount Lebanon, kind of shocking there, North Hills, Brashear, Obama, Norwin. Norwin is interesting. So they're out today. They have the most kids still going in the junior high state championship. So they might be in a transition period. And notably out for Norwin was Landon Seiden.
Yeah, Seiden was out all season, or at the postseason. He got hurt in a team tournament. Norwin finished as the third-place team in WPL.
Right.
But not advancing on. It just shows you they have a solid group of guys. Seiden was just that one that really stuck out.
Plum, Alderdice, Erie, Mars, Carrick, and Westinghouse rounding out those that are already moving on to the spring season. Several others kind of on the bubble, Waynesburg being one of them, that if Jake Stevenson doesn't take care of business this afternoon, Waynesburg will also be on the outside looking in. I was talking to my wife today at lunch and stuff like that. We perennially go out to the state tournament. I've been going out there for 30 years. And if we don't have any going out there, I don't know what to do. My vacation's gone.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 107-pound action out there right now. On mat number one, it is the finals. It's Nicholas McGarity against Andrew Alexander from Mifflin County. McGarity was a sixth-place finisher at States last year. Third-place match is Michael Johnson of West Allegheny taking on Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. That's down on our far left, and then down to our right is the fifth-place match. Those are the ones that are the true elimination bouts. Bryce Thomas of Moon taking on Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson.
Gretz of Connellsville beat Johnson last week in tiebreaker in the quarterfinals of the WPL tournament. Johnson avenged that loss in the quarterfinals yesterday, so they're battling here for third.
Team competition, it's a very slim lead for Connellsville right now. Thomas Jefferson and Rehack's trying to help the cause for the Jaguars. He's got a cradle locked up. Short time, though, on Mr. Thomas. Not going to get it, but he's going to get four near falls, 7-0 at the end of one down there for Rehack. Scoreless down here between McGarity and Alexander.
Alexander has had to go through the WPIL gauntlet to get here. Beating Bryce Thomas 9-2 from Moon to advance in the opening round. So kudos to Thomas for battling all the way back for fifth and sixth. He then ends up getting a fall over Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional in the quarters and then beats Michael Johnson in the semis 12-5. So Alexander, if he's able to beat McGarity, has really run through the WPIL.
Does that mean he gets, like, it's kind of like WWE where you get the belt? Like, does he get the WPIL championship or no? Right now, though, McGarity does slide around on the double leg, comes in around behind Alexander to lead 3-0. Back down here with Rehack and Thomas. Rehack trying to come in through the legs. Has Thomas kind of sitting on his head a little bit here. If he can get his body turned, he will get the takedown. Actually looking for a fall, maybe a defensive fall here. Uh-oh. McGarity gets thrown to his back now. Alexander looking for the fall. Got a reversal and four near fall. That's a turn of events in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, huge way to finish the period for Alexander to take the lead. Tommy Gretz of Connellsville, he's up 4-0 on Johnson of West Allegheny. 40 seconds left in the second period.
As we go through this, they are going to hold weight classes because they are going to be presenting awards. So there might be some times that we don't have a match going on or one ends up with a fall and the mat ends up having no one wrestling on it. They are going to hold weight classes. That means that we'll have some time between matches to try to get some sponsors in. So probably a short break between 107 and 114, but then after they start announcing weight classes, we'll have a larger break. Back down here with Rehack 7-0 leading as we're now on our feet with 26 seconds to go in the second period.
McGarity trying to turn into Alexander. He's on the bottom in this second.
He needs to take the leg out. See how he has it with the other arm? Now the leg does slide out.
He's got that arm trapped right now, pinned in, does Alexander.
Can't get crossers. You get crossers, it ends up taking a lot of time to get it off.
Johnson of West Allegheny trails. Gretz 4-0. He'll be on the bottom in the third period. Garrity trying to get to his feet. Good job of riding here by Andrew Alexander.
I'm going to keep track on the back of this to see how many qualifiers we actually get. Because remember, last, we were talking about how this, oh, the WPL is going to get so many more qualifiers now that we have that extra one.
I think they're going to have a few less, to be honest.
I honestly do, because they would have taken four is what the District 7 was allotted in years past.
So 52 is what they would have had if there was four from the WPIL with 13, four per weight, 13 weights.
Yep.
But they will hold true at least at 107. They will have four guaranteed going.
Yep.
Alexander still holding on to the legs of McGarity. McGarity, his leg ended up straightening out a little bit. He's going to need injury time. Leg got a pin back, so calling for injury time is McGarity. Johnson of West Allegheny trailing Gretz of Connellsville 4-0.
10-0 lead down here for Rehack. That's with just about a minute remaining. Now trying to come to his feet. Going to get a point, so he's not going to get shut out, is Thomas. 10-1.
Gretz got near fall points in the second. Remains on top here, riding in the third. Johnson just been unable to get out from underneath of Gretz.
Shot here by Thomas. Just backing away. Got a front headlock now going here. Does Rehack. Now trying to sucker drag out, and he does, is Thomas. Thomas sees it on the line here, down by nine. Needs to find a way to get Rehack to his back.
McGarity back underway, tries to hit a roll.
Here, the danger here of like going funk is like it's easy to end up on your back for an extended period of time, and if you do and you're on bottom, you start giving up near fall.
He's trying to elevate, work his way up the body.
Got to get his leg free.
Alexander bringing him back to the center of the mat. Now a switch attempt.
Oh, good job McGarity. There by Alexander to step across and keep coming around.
Zach Rehack is going to be your fifth place finisher. He's going to win 10-4.
So Thomas Jefferson will get their five.
Gretz picked up a stalling point on Michael Johnson. So Tommy Gretz of Connellsville looking like he'll be your third place finisher. He's going to defeat Johnson of West Allegheny. And it'll be a 5-0 final.
Now we're going to have McGarity working on top here in this last period, down by three.
Garrity has been tough on top all season, so probably a spot where he feels comfortable in to potentially try to come back in this one. But McGarity instead just going to give the escape. Spin behind.
So now that was a quick spin behind. So now it's 7-6. And we find ourselves in a better situation there for McGarity. 1 point escape again awarded to Alexander. Now we're at 8-6.
He's got the two takedowns in this one.
107 as they come back to center.
Garrity trying to work on positioning right now and spinning behind.
And he gets behind. That's a takedown. Takedown for McGarity. He's got that long leg, and he's able to step in around behind and get a leg laced. 9-8 now, McGarity on top.
Now the question is, does he ride for 40 seconds, or does he give the escape? And
I would say you try to ride, just knowing that you don't want to give a reverse, or you want to give the escape if you have to.
Keep in mind, Alexander did hit that reversal to the near fall at the end of the first.
25 seconds to go. In better position here on this crab, though. Got to come back up on top. Should be
Could
getting
be back points.
There, that's got to be a couple. Did he get two swipes consecutively?
He did have two swipes, but he didn't give him the back points.
Time runs out, and McGarity wins it, 9-8. And with that, we'll step aside. We'll be right back. It's the WPJPA Network and greensports.net.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Welcome back. 114-pound championship. It's Mateo Gallegos of Dubois, the freshman, taking on Nico Capusta of Hempfield.
Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. Zach Franks of Connellsville for third.
And the elimination bout down on mat number five is Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional, and he's matched up with Cale Davis of State College.
Barrett have to put a contact lens back in, so they call injury time, and then they cut it 3 seconds later.
Davis with the takedown on Colangelo. We had said that, oh, look at that, a throw to his back. Two near fall coming for Capusta. It's going to be 5-0.
Great.
Big throw straight to the back for Capusta.
Capusta knows how to swing for the fences and hit a lot of big moves, especially if you saw his matchup last week against Dylan Barrett.
Gallegos did a good job getting off his back very quickly. It was so quick getting off his back, I thought they might not even give the takedown. Three-zero lead down here for Davis of State College, leading Colangelo.
Barrett of Penn Trafford, scoreless with Franks of Connellsville. 20 seconds into the second period.
Colangelo tried to lock up a cradle there and then just kind of tried to force it. Now he finds himself out front, single leg here for Davis, trying to come in around behind. Gallegos in a pretty good position here, just driving forward. Again, trying to go upper body is Capusta, and then time runs out.
If we can have all 107-pound place winners.
Frank's on the bottom. He's going to get free of Barrett, take a 1-0 lead.
3-0 is still the lead down here for Davis over Colangelo. Another escape for Gallegos.
Shot in by Franks. Barrett's going to spin around behind.
How about this? Colangelo now has Davis on his back looking for the fall, and he gets it. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 42 seconds. And that was big because that is the fourth qualifier for the WPIL at this weight class. Takedown now for Gallegos, and it's 5-5 here with 108 to go in the second.
3-1 lead for Barrett of Penn Trafford. Final 10 seconds of the second period.
So we talked about, like, so the WPL got four, and then the Northwest got three. So there was seven combined. So there's two that aren't going per weight class. And so far, the two that aren't going for these first two weight classes are from those other districts.
That's right. There will be some ebbs and flows for sure throughout the tournament. It's the Northwest minus District 4. District 4 is the only one that from the Northwest that is not here. Gallegos is kind of, he settled down the action quite a bit, right? It's Kapusta had that hot start. Barrett up to his feet, peels the hands, he's out for one. Barrett leading 4-1.
Here's the question now, if you are Kapusta, what position do you go? Because it's your choice. Going to go bottom, but got rode out for a solid minute. And really wasn't close to getting an escape.
I guess you have 2 minutes. If you don't, as long as you don't get turned,
you can go to overtime.
Go to overtime, right. So you take your chance for 2 minutes on the bottom and then go from there. Take Grammy rolls like that to try to get out free. Gallegos, though, sticking on the leg for now.
Trying to splatle? I mean, go big or go home, right?
That's right. Kapusta definitely lives by that for sure. Barrett of Penn Trafford leading Franks of Connellsville 4-1. 1:10 to go in the third. They go out of bounds. Potentially dangerous for Kapusta and Gallegos.
1:37 remaining here. If you are Gallegos, do you find yourself, if you feel like you're not going to be able to ride out the entire 2 minutes, do at some point you decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and just let him go. That way I can work for my takedown. Because the worst thing that happens for Gallegos is you give up an escape with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, right. And then you don't get a chance to score. I mean, I think if you do it, if you're worried about that, you do it early, right? I think he felt pretty confident. He rode him for the last, you know, minute plus, like you mentioned, last period. Maybe he feels he can get that turn.
It's just a long time to ride someone. Not like college where you're getting
a bonus point for doing it. Kapusta's been showing some skill with these rolls.
And there gets the 1 point escape. And that's actually probably good for Gallegos, is now you've got 49 seconds to work with. And I think Gallegos probably has a lot in the tank.
Barrett of Penn Trafford is going to be your third place finisher. He'll defeat Franks 4-1.
The other good thing about for Gallegos is he's probably going to get a stall call here early.
Kapusta taking that shot, though.
Yes, in 30 seconds, you can still get two stall calls if you force the action. And Kapusta was just backing up out of the circle. The refs coming back to the center are going to be thinking about that.
He's backing up again here.
It wouldn't surprise me if another stall call doesn't happen in the next couple times coming backwards. They're going to call stall?
I mean, wrestling on the edge, it wasn't really backing up, right? They're both side by side, but Kapusta's first couple steps have been back, and there they go again. And there's the stall call.
12 seconds to go. Might get hit again. He's really backing up. I mean, 5 seconds. He might get hit again. Oh, and they go out of bounds. Time runs out. 6-5, and your winner is Nico Kapusta over Mateo Gallegos. We'll be back after this. It's the greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Your top six at 107. In sixth place, it was Bryce Thomas of Moon. In fifth, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. In fourth place was Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. In third, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. In second place, it was Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County. And your champion with a 9-8 decision, Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township.
Got a medical forfeit for Fox Chapel's Worsen victory over Ben Fuller of Meadville at 121 pounds. Therefore, only have two matches going on right now, and it is a championship bout of Leo Joseph against Braden Weaver.
And a third-place bout, Nolan Rice of Connellsville, Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford. Tough break for Fuller, by the way. He was up late in his match against Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan, wrestling on the edge of the mat. Ends up hitting hard on the hardwood. His elbow came down on the hardwood, and he could barely move his arm. He ended up finishing the match. There was like maybe 12 seconds left. Got the win over Gardner, but sounds like it's pretty serious as far as that elbow. Because he forfeited to DeSantis, and the question was, is it bad enough that maybe you just wanted to save all your energy and abilities for that fifth-place match, or are you completely out?
So, right.
Disappointing to hear Fuller unable to go with that elbow injury.
Weaver on a single leg. Already took Joseph down once. Now he's on a single leg again. Now close again, another takedown, and he does. Take it on the edge of the mat, 6-1.
So the WPL will again get four out of here at the 121. And then the interesting story, right, not only Fuller being out, but Michael Worsen, wasn't even supposed to be here. He was the eighth-place finisher in the WPL tournament. And then the District 8 had a scratch, so WPL gets an extra wrestler to advance on, and that wrestler is Michael Worsen. So eighth in the WPIL, fifth in the region. Nolan Rice and Luke DeSantis are scoreless.
6-2 lead down here, 10 seconds to go in this championship bout. Two takedowns for Weaver and two escapes for Leo Joseph. Joseph was the WPL champ last week.
1:10 to go in the second. Rice is on the bottom in that scoreless bout.
And this is unusual. You don't see this very often, especially at the high school level. Joseph's taking top. Going to have a caution called on Weaver.
Especially the fact that he got two escape points as well. But
I think you're probably thinking, like, maybe you don't get a chance on top if you don't pick it yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. You want an opportunity to work some combinations and get back in this match.
And with the four near fall rule now, there's a good chance that you can score some points. Potentially dangerous called as legs are in and they're on their feet.
Rice of Connellsville still scoreless with DeSantis, Penn Trafford. Rice to his feet. DeSantis will drive him back down to the mat.
One-point escape going to be awarded to Weaver as he comes to his feet with hands and he gets away.
Down to 20 seconds left, second period. Good job of riding by Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford.
Good reshot there by Braden Weaver. Off the shot, he comes in on the single leg on Joseph's left leg and then lifts and trips down, and now he's up 10-2.
Rice close to getting free. DeSantis, though, able to stick with him, get him out of bounds with 6 seconds left.
Ten-two here, the lead for Braden Weaver. Now riding on top of Joseph.
So DeSantis will ride for the entire second period. He'll go on to third. On the bottom in the third.
30 seconds to go here now.
Rice throws a leg in. Also gets a cradle locked in, but having that leg in makes it tough to take that over.
15 seconds remaining here in the second. As they're close to the other mat, they call it off.
Rice has that cradle locked in and trying to get his leg out and take it over at the same time, not trying to lose the cradle. He gets a one swipe, but has it very awkwardly. His arms are outstretched.
He has it like locked way down toward the leg too much. For the longest time, I didn't think it was a cradle. I thought he just had a split.
And he had that leg in there, which made it challenging.
Time runs out in the second period here for Joseph. Down 10-3. Third period, and it's going to be Weaver choosing neutral. Still not out of it, though. Take down to the back, and you're right back at 10-10.
Thirty-five seconds left between Rice and DeSantis, still scoreless.
Shot for Joseph, missed the leg. Now he's down in the front headlock, stalemate called with 1:35 on the clock.
Looks like we're going to get blood time for DeSantis, Penn Trafford.
Joseph, again, trying for that right leg. Now he gets the leg. Close to getting a takedown. Oh, loses it. Good job there by Weaver to kind of hop away. Now a takedown here for Joseph, so it's 10-6.
Final 15 seconds of the third period. Rice and DeSantis still scoreless.
Legs in here for Joseph. And Joseph's very strong. His dad always was, too. Trying to work a power half. Now let's go with that and just going to try to cross face up on top. Stalling called on Weaver. 30 seconds remaining. Might get called for another stall call.
Overtime between Rice and DeSantis.
Stalling called on Weaver. So that's a point. Now it's 10-7. Now a move to the back would end up winning for Joseph. Trying to power half, down to 10 seconds. Stalling called, and now another point. 10-8. Now all you do is get 3 seconds, and not going to do it. Might give up another one. Oh, I wouldn't have done that. Can you imagine if you get up another stall call, and then that would have been two?
Yeah,
would have tied it.
Time.
The place might have erupted. 10-8 final, and it's going to be Weaver, your champion at 121 pounds.
We just have the overtime match here for third place. Rice and DeSantis. Shot in by Rice. Inside single.
Got to shelf that. Pull it up.
Trying to work up the body. DeSantis not in a good position. And there is the takedown for Rice. He'll win 3-0 at 45 seconds of overtime.
And with that, we'll step aside. It's PIAA wrestling action here on Greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Your top six at 114 pounds. In sixth place, Cale Davis of State College. In fifth, Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. In fourth place, it was Zach Franks of Connellsville. In third place, it was Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. Your runner-up, Mateo Gallegos of Dubois and your champion with a 6-5 decision, Nico Capusta of Hempfield area. Well, this will be the first weight class where the WPL loses some qualifiers.
Only got two qualifying here at 127 pounds, Santino Sloboda and Dom Canale. Right now, Sloboda is matched up with Dalton Winner of Cranberry in the championship match. Scoreless with 117 to go. The fifth place bout down there on mat number five is Wyatt Long of Bellefonte taking on Aiden Coons of Central Mountain.
Mentioned Dom Canale. He gets the opening takedown. He's from Trinity taking on Declan Barr of Altoona.
Sloboda just finds ways to get in around behind, and he's got, it's like almost like he's got four arms the way he uses his legs.
He's quick and elusive, that's for sure. Canale and Barr go out of bounds with 1 second left in the period.
Potentially dangerous called on the leg. And Sloboda's like, I'm flexible. I wasn't hurt there. Nothing to worry about.
End to one. Canale's lead 3-0. He'll go on the bottom to begin the second period.
Good reshot here by Winner, and he's in deep on Sloboda. Now Sloboda coming over trying for a Jonesy tilt, and he gets it. Jonesy tilt, and he has Winner on his back. Again, we talked about him just being kind of wiry. Four near fall coming. 7-0.
Escape given to Canale to start the second period, so he leads 4-0. They have an out of bounds. Canale's lead 4-0.
Winner is choice in the second. He'll elect to go neutral, down by 7. Sloboda with a record of 44-0 on the year. Winner, record 39-5.
About a minute to go in the second period for Canale of Trinity, leading 4-0.
Central Mountain's Coons leads 2-0 over Wyatt Long of Bellefonte. Sloboda now in behind on a double leg, trying to come in behind, and he does. Takedown 10-0. Coons leading Long 2-0 with 20 seconds to go in the second.
Looks like we're going to get injury time for Canale. 52 seconds left in a second.
One minute to go here in the second for Sloboda. I think what Sloboda was at fourth last year's states, I think.
121 pounds.
I could tell you in a second. I know he's a two-time state medalist. I can't remember what place. I want to say he actually may have fell down into 5th and 6th last year, but
...27 seconds to go. Riding on top here is Sloboda. Now, time's going to run out here in the second. Going to go to the third, and it's going to be Sloboda's choice.
Yeah, Sloboda was 6th last year, 4th as a freshman.
Okay. 132 to go down there in the Coons long match, and it's a 5-0 lead for Coons.
Canale of Trinity, 4-0 lead. He'll get his first trip to Hershey. Mentioned Canale 5th in the WPIL the last 2 years and just missing his shot. But able to qualify this year as a shot in by Barr. Canale just reaching over top the body and getting the takedown. Just 4 seconds left on the clock, so a big takedown there for Canale to go up 7-0 after two. These two wrestled in the quarterfinals. Canale beat Barr 9-4.
10-0 the lead here for Sloboda, working on bottom. Legs been in pretty much this entire period, but Sloboda just kind of based out, not willing to go to his back.
Third period for Canale, wrestling on his feet against Barr, leading 7-0.
Seven seconds remaining here for Sloboda. Got a restart now again, legs coming in.
Stalling call on Canale as they go out of bounds. 1:20 left, third period.
And Central Mountain's going to get Kunis through. Final score 5-0.
Is that the first of the five for Bellefonte?
That's the first of the five.
So they go 0 for 1.
And the next ones are at 45, 52, 60, 72. So they go just back to back to back. 45, 72, or 45, 52, 60, and 72.
Canale, 45 seconds to go. Third period, still wrestling on his feet with Barr.
10-0, still the lead for Sloboda. Now in a little bit better position, trying to come out front here to face Winner. We'll try to step over and roll through. Time runs out. 10-0, major decision for Sloboda, 127-pound champion.
20 seconds left in the third. Canale and Barr out of bounds. 7-0 lead for Canale. This is for third place at 127 pounds. Canale ties up Barr. Barr in on an ankle. Canale will be your third place finisher with a 7-0 decision.
And with that, we will step aside. PIAA Wrestling here on Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
133 pounds, already have four automatic qualifiers for WPIL. Gus Stedifer of North Allegheny going to try to make it five.
Let's tell you how 121 finished. Sixth place, it was Ben Fuller of Meadville. In fifth, Michael Warson of Fox Chapel. In fourth place at 121, it was Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford. In third, Nolan Rice of Connellsville. Second place, it was Leo Joseph of Latrobe. And your champ with a 10-8 decision, Braden Weaver of Altoona.
133-pounders out here. Championship match is Nico Fenella of Indiana taking on Luke Willischel of Greater Latrobe. These guys have seemed like they've been wrestling each other for years.
Wrestled last week. It was a great match. Fenella ends up battling back to win it. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan in the third place match. He's going to get a takedown with 11 seconds to go in the first. He leads Cale Yannick of Moon 3-0.
And we already talked about the fifth place match. Right now, the coaches
of North Allegheny over there talking to Gus Stediford.
Stediford, he came in as the seventh place finisher in the WPIL. And he's had a great tournament. Battled a lot of matches back late.
And he's got Barena on his back looking for the fall here. Got a big old three near fall coming. 6-0 Stediford leading. I had a cradle locked up, had to let go of that, and then went to the just cement mixer and ended up getting Barena on his back. 6-0 Stediford leading. Still scoreless in our championship bout between Fenella and Willishell.
Hartman gave an escape to begin the second period to Yannick, so Hartman's lead 3-1. Shot for a double leg, but driven out of bounds.
Present, please see the head table. Meadville coach to the head table.
First period comes to an end at both the fifth place match and championship bout. Scoreless in the middle, and then it's a 6-0 lead down there for Stediford. Willishell gets first crack on bottom, comes to his feet. Finello brings him right back down. Out of bounds. Come back to center with 1:48 to go. Stediford on bottom here in the second. Came to his feet, now tries a switch, and might end up behind. Oh. Nope. Reversal for Willishell. He's up 2-0.
Mentioned Fenella won last week 7-5. Hartman beat Yannick 4-3 last week. Hartman leading 3-1 with a minute to go in the second. Stalling call on Yannick of Moon.
1 point escape now for Stediford.
Bear hug for Hartman. He's going to get the takedown, and he's going to get near fall points on Yannick. Four total near fall points, and Hartman now up 10-1.
2-0 is still the lead there for Willishell, riding on top of Fenello.
Blood time going for Yannick.
Now an escape for Fenella. 2-1. Oh, this is going to be a slam. And this is one of those crazy scenarios where a slam called against Stediford, and Nicholas Barena is out here getting looked at. 7-1 is the score. Came down right on his head. This might be
a DQ.
A DQ. This might be a DQ. We'll see what happens. Now, I will say this is that Barena did just roll over on his own accord, you know, that kind of thing. But coaches are out there talking to him. Trainers out there with him. Two to one back here in the championship match on our feet. And it's going to be Finella's choice in the third. He's going to choose bottom for sure.
Hartman's lead 10-1, final 10 seconds of this third period.
Now Barena's sitting up, pulling his singlet, asking trainers.
We got more blood time going for Yannick.
Legs in for... Oh, now the legs slide out, and close to getting a reversal here is Fenella. He gets his reversal. That'll be 3-2. And Barena is now up to his feet, talking to the coaches. Two-point reversal awarded to Fenella. And now
Hey, that's near fall. That's near fall.
This is where you talk about. We're hitting those funk rolls while you're on the bottom.
Now 2-point near fall coming for Fenella. That's why you don't hit the funk on the bottom.
That's right. He got stuck on the roll through two swipes. And they're pretty, I mean, it's easy to call that. You could have said three potentially.
Right. Hey, here, time's out on injury time, and we're going to see what happens. What are they going to do? They're going to call it. I honestly think the coach told him to not go out.
Yeah. I mean, the wrestler's saying he's ready to go.
The wrestler said he was ready to go. This is a coach that said, no, we're not going. And they're talking about it. They're out there discussing it. Now, obviously, there's nothing that can be done. I mean, it is, you know, the rule is a rule. It doesn't matter who tells you to. The time ran out. They're over there talking about it. But, like, the wrestler gave the thumbs up. I'm like, good, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a DQ, so there's only four WPL guys at 133. Sedeford was leading 7-1. Back down here with Fenella and Willischel. 2-point reversal for Willischel. It's 5-4, and those near fall end up being the difference. 5-4. Now 6-4 on the escape. Willischel's trying to come after him. Fenella going to win it again. Final is 6-4. Willischel, your champion.
Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan still wrestling on his feet. 10-1 against Yannick. Goes in again, and now he's going to get another takedown. Makes it 13-1. Just went in on a bear hug after Yannick got a little bit aggressive in his face. Gives an escape, 13-2. Now a shot here for Hartman. He's going to get a takedown, make it 16-2. And this is a 4-3 match last time.
It
these
is.
These two wrestled.
Hartman has looked good here in this third-place match.
Yeah, he's feeling it right now. I think he's going to give the escape, make it 16-3. 22 seconds left, and now he wants to get that tech. Shot in for Hartman, drops Yannick down to a hip.
He's going to get it, I think. Around the waist.
He's got trying to work up the body. And there is the takedown and the tech fall. 19-3. They haven't called it yet. Not sure why. But it's going to be 19-3 at 5 minutes.
Well, there's controversy at the PIAA West Regionals. We'll be back after this on greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Your top six at 127. In sixth place, Wyatt Long of Bellefonte. In fifth place, Aiden Coons from Central Mountain. In fourth place, it was Declan Barr of Altoona. In third, Dom Canale of Trinity. In second place, it was Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. And your champion with a 10-0 major decision, Santino Sloboda of Butler.
139-pounders out here. Championship match is an all-WPAL matchup. Kai Vielma of Connellsville taking on Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland.
Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona for third.
And another matchup where WPL can get one more at 139 pounds. Down here, fifth place, TJ Allison of Trinity taking on Camden Everly of Mifflin County. All bouts are scoreless right now in the first period. Ferraro's only loss this year came last week to
Vilma.
Yeah, Vilma won that by fall in the second period. Looked really good against Ferraro. Zanko, he's had a great tournament to get to this third and fourth place match. Dropped, had a big win over Jordan Rutan of Punxsutawney in the opening round before dropping a loss to Ferraro in the quarterfinals, but battling back, beating Nevins of McDowell, Soto of Bell Vernon, and Everly of Mifflin County to get here to the third place match.
1 point escape for Allison at the beginning of this second period. We're on our feet again with Everly and Allison. And time runs out in the championship out first period, scoreless. Second period, Vilma's going to choose bottom. Fifth place match, Allison's got bundled elbows here on the edge of the mat, but Everly's trying to back out and they get out of bounds.
Zanko Osalfayetta takedown, or excuse me, an escape in the second. He leads Ciampoli 1-0.
All 133-pound place winners making their way to the awards area.
Stalling called on Ferraro as Vilma got to his feet and then kind of just got pushed out of bounds.
How about Ciampoli? He lost his opening match to Soto of Bell Vernon and won four matches in the consolations to get to this third and fourth place bout.
1 point escape for Vilma, up 1-0. Oh, nice shot here by Ferraro, and he's in deep on Vilma. That's good defense.
I don't know how he got him off that leg.
That was good defense.
Just kind of peeled the hand.
That's why you got to hold those hands. A lot of guys grab wrists, and the wrist doesn't do anything because they still got their fingers. You got to get down on the hand. And once you start peeling the hand, that's how you get that leg free. 1-0 lead for Vilma.
1-0 across the board.
Oh, yeah.
Vilma, Mazenko, and Allison all leading.
Vilma now with a takedown here. 3-1. No, 4-0, excuse me. 4-0. Allison going to be on top here in the third.
As will Mazenko.
Just under a minute to go in the second here for Vilma. He's up 4-0.
Quick escape for Ciampoli of Altoona. Ties the match at 1 with Mazenko.
We're 1-1 on the sides. 4-0 in the center. On our feet with 1:18 to go here for Allison and Everly. Oh, cradle locked up here for Vilma. And he's key. Oh, he lost it. I thought, like, watch him keep this foot in bounds as he spins him around in this cradle. Allison trying to go funk. Trying to come up through the middle now on Everly. Everly just holding on a single leg. Got to watch this. Watch the leg. Make sure it doesn't get twisted.
Well, you're Allison. You want to take your time with it because you don't want
to. You're in decent position here to get a takedown. You don't want to just make sure it doesn't get called stalemate or potentially dangerous. You got to work at it. Once you get there. They might be saying that's three. He's behind both arms. Just because he's holding that, are they going to call it? There it is. There's the three. And they're going to talk about it. 11 seconds to go. Allison leading. Listed as 4-1. Don't get your head caught. And they're going to talk about it. 4-1. They're going to go over and discuss it. 4-0 lead down here. Working on top again is Vielma.
Still 1-1 between Mazenko and Ciampoli. 30 seconds left, third period.
And there's the final rule. Now cradle locked up. And now in trouble here is Ferraro looking for a he broke the grip. Four near fall. 8-0 now. Now an escape here for Ferraro. Makes it 8-1. 139, so that means they do get four.
Please be at the podium.
I'm starring that 133 match because it could have been five in that one-way class.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
8-1. 1 minute to go here for the championship at 139. Vielma leading.
Going to go to overtime between Mazenko and Ciampoli. Tied at one.
Thirty-eight seconds to go here for Vielma, leading by seven. Ferraro looks at the clock. Called on Vielma.
Shot in by Ciampoli. Now over unders, and driving in is Mazenko.
That was a nice ankle pick.
And he's gonna gets on top, but they're out of bounds.
Oh, a takedown here for Ferraro, 8-4. 1 point escape, 9-4. Down to 5 seconds to go, and your champion is going to be Kai Vielma. 9-4 final. Another overtime match in third place.
That's it.
The overtime match.
Got the battles here for third. Down to 10 seconds remaining.
Connellsville with a 3.5-point lead over Thomas Jefferson.
We're going to head to the 2:30-second periods.
Oh, this didn't update yet, though.
Ciampoli's going to be the first wrestler on the bottom.
Now it's a 7.5-point lead for Connellsville.
Ciampoli up to his feet. Mazenko does bring him down to the mat. Mazenko scored first. If it goes to the ultimate tiebreaker, Ciampoli with a roll. Mazenko maintains control.
They're going to say it was locked. They're going to say locked.
The referees are going to talk about it.
They're going to say locked hands, maybe?
No, they gave him the escape. He said his arm was just on the hip, and that meant lost control. They were neutral. To your point, the Altoona coaches are saying locked hands.
I think they're going to say either one or the other. You can't have both. Oh. They didn't give either. They didn't give the escape or the locked hands.
All right, so we're still 1-1.
And still riding on top here is Mazenko.
Mazenko's going to trap that arm of Ciampoli. And he'll ride for the 30 seconds.
Now Mazenko go bottom. And the Altoona coaches is not. And they might have a beef. Right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't think it was an escape. I really don't.
I don't think it was an escape either. I do think it was locked around the waist.
Problem is we were kind of shielded from where we are. Mazenko does get the escape. To see when those knees hit, was his hand still locked? We were shielded from where we sit, but it was locked prior to them going to the knees, so.
Yeah.
Now 10 seconds left. Cianfoli tries to get in on a shot. Zanko.
Might get called for stalling. No?
He's going to hold on and win. It's going to be 2-1 at 2 minutes of overtime for Mazenko.
And we'll be back with 145-pounders right after this. It's the PIAA West Region here on greensports.net, WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at Cannon McMillan in sixth place at 133, it was Gus Stediford of North Allegheny. Fifth, Nicholas Barina of State College. In fourth place, it was Kale Yannick of Moon. In third place, it was Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. In second place, Luke Willishaw of Latrobe. And your champion by a 6-4 score, Nico Fanella of Indiana.
Championship match is already 3-0 lead for Dalton Perry. Perry, a two-time state champion. Leading Ramil Islamov of Baldwin.
Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. Max Firestein of Franklin Regional wrestling for third.
And then the fifth place match is Case Chop of Butler taking on Andrew Gall of Bellefonte. This is the second Bellefonte wrestler to go over in this fifth place match. They'll have a string of them here coming up. We'll keep an eye on how that's going. Chop trying to get a takedown here on Gall, and he does. Got a cradle locked up.
Islamov has really not been challenged this entire postseason until his matchup here with Perry.
And he's down 6-1 here in the first 55 seconds.
Scoreless at the end of one are Higgins and Firestein. Firestein on the bottom for the second.
Chop leading 3-0 here in the second period.
Escape for Islamov, and then Perry. So he calls for injury time. Higgins of Bethel Park still riding in a scoreless match with Firestein. Stalemate with 1:15 to go in the second.
3-0 the lead for Chop, working from bottom down here against Gall. Nice shot there by Islamov. And he will get the takedown here on Perry. 6-5. Two reversal and two near falls. 7-0 the lead now down here for Chop.
These two guys are a lot of offense, so it's great to see that they're sticking with their offense. A lot of times they
shut it down.
Yeah, shut it down in a matchup of firepower. So 6-5 in the first shows that they're getting after it.
Takedown. Now 10-1 here for Chop. Now an escape here for Gall makes it 10-2. Islamov. Cut into this lead. Going to end the period 6-5 in favor of Dalton Perry. Oh, looking for another takedown here is Chop, and he gets it. Now he's going to take him to his back. Two more near fall coming, 15-2. is the lead. Yep.
Still scoreless between Higgins and Firestein, which is 5 seconds left in the second period. Higgins will have choice for the third period in a scoreless match.
He's the mob, gets to his feet, ties it up at six.
Higgins gets hit with a locked hands call with 1 second left. Like Chop.
Trying to get a takedown here is Perry.
It's like Chop's going to be going on as the fifth place finisher with a tech fall.
Yep. So that makes four at 145.
22-3 at 318. Still some discussion, Matt Levy, Franklin Regional. Trying to get a better understanding of the call here, but...
A little discussion between coaches, too.
That's right.
McCarr had to get in front. So here, let's go, boys. We're all right.
Firestein's lead 1-0, and Higgins on the bottom for the third.
6-6 here in the championship bout. He's the Mauve and Perry.
Higgins up to his feet, looking to try to peel the hands. Firestein trying to get him back down to the mat, and he will. Minute and a half to go in the third, still 1-0 Firestein.
21 seconds to go here in championship second period. Oh, another shot here by Izumov. Izumov close, getting a takedown here. Got this single leg up. And they might, I don't know. They're not going to call it. They're going to say no. Nothing.
Hmm.
You know what? I kind of like, they didn't give it on the Perry when he had him sitting on his butt. I get it, right? You don't want to be in that situation. Realizing you're going to have another period to settle this thing.
Perry's going to have choice.
He's going to go neutral. Oh, he's going to go bottom.
I thought he may go neutral as well because his loss pretty tough on top.
And like Izumov wrote him out for a good 45 seconds at the end of the first period.
Yeah.
Izumov has a really strong grip. So he gets cross wrists. Similar situation that we talked about earlier about how long do you ride somebody before you just think you're going to be able to hold on to him, because you're in this situation where the guy on bottom really has nothing to lose. If he gets away, fine. If he's rode out, we're still going on our feet.
Yeah.
The guy on top is kind of the one that's in danger here.
Perry came out hot, too, with two quick takedowns, but Islamov has battled back and really has been in control of this match, you could say. Had an escape for Higgins of Bethel Park. He and Firestein are tied at one. They had 20 seconds left in the third period. Fresh start for Perry in the center. 1:16 to go in the third. Up to his feet.
Again, he's just so wiry. You look at these two, and Perry looks so much stronger. But Islamov has that, like, lanky strength,
yeah.
You know? Really strong grip and uses his leverage to his advantage.
Overtime in the third place bout. Seen a lot of that.
1-1. 1-1 overtime. Might as well just start them that way. Say, hey, we've seen this happen too many times. This is going to be potentially dangerous.
Once that hand came up.
37 seconds to go. Now, if you're Izumov, you got to try to ride the whole way through.
Higgins close to getting a takedown. Can't really see it, blocked off by the scoreboard. And there it is. Takedown for Higgins. He's your third place finisher. 4-1 at 34 seconds of overtime.
And Perry going to get the escape with 28 seconds to go.
Perry does a nice job of circling at the out-of-bounds line.
And he just kept circling right there. That's one of those ones that
he took off 9 seconds on the clock just with that circling by the out-of-bounds line.
7-6. Perry leading Islamov.
He's going straight back now. There's the first stalling call. Islamov was able to spin around behind.
You know what, though? If he backs up off this whistle, he might get hit again. He didn't press hard enough.
Yeah, did not.
Time runs out. 7-6, and Perry, your champion, will be back. 152-pounders right after this. The PIAA West Regional here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Sixth place at 139, Camden Everly of Mifflin County. In fifth place, T.J. Allison of Trinity. In fourth place at 139 pounds, Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona. In third, it was Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. Your second place finisher at 139, Dom Ferraro of Pine Richland. And your champion with a 9-4 decision, Kai Vioma of Connellsville.
Maddox Shaw, the top seed, 152 pounds, out with a 3-0 lead. Now make it 3-1 over James Whitbread of State College.
Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. Quick takedown on Darius McMillan of Peters Township. Petrovich up 3-0.
Fifth place match is the WPL against Kid from Bellefonte. Which is, like I said, both important. It is Luke Dunlap of South Fayette taking on Ezra Swisher. Another takedown here for Shaw. Oh, Shaw now trying to lock up a crossface cradle. Got a cradle locked up now. Going to try to turn Whitbread. Nope, loses it.
Darius McMillan of Peters Township unable to get an escape, and the first period will close with Petrovich leading 3-0.
3-0 lead for Swisher of Bellefonte. Now working from the top here on Luke Dunlap.
Petrovich in on the legs of McMillan. Bring both legs up. McMillan trying to reach back for a leg. Petrovich close to getting a takedown, though.
Another takedown here for Shaw. Makes it 9-2 with 17 seconds remaining.
Petrovich up 6-0 on McMillan. 1:20 to go in the second. No longer a 1-1 score over here on mat number 3.
I didn't know if it actually went that high. It's been a while. 3-0 lead down there for Swisher Bellefonte. Ooh. I believe if he might have been in position, that might have been
a defensive foul.
Maybe.
Yeah, Swisher riding tough, but Dunlap able to roll him into it. Petrovich has McMillan flattened out right now, up 6-0.
Down to 25 seconds, and Swisher's been just kind of right in behind.
on Dunlap. Staying in bounds here. Shaw's choice in the second. He'll go neutral. Time runs out in the second down there for Dunlap and Swisher, and it's going to be Swisher on bottom for the third. 3-0, Swisher still leading.
And a two, Petrovic leading McMillan, 6-0. And neutral to start the third.
One-point escape now for Swisher, 4-0. Close to getting another takedown here is Swisher.
Minute to go in the second period. 9-2 lead for Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson.
.114 to go down here for Dunlap. Trying to work a dump.
.110 to go, third period. 6-0 lead for Petrovic on McMillan. Still 9-2 for Shaw Thomas Jefferson on Whipbread Estate College, wrestling on their feet. Shot in by Shaw. Whipbread stands him up.
Yep. Down to 42 seconds, and Dunlap just not been able to answer anything from Swisher. Down by four. Stalemate call with 32 seconds to go.
McMillan needs injury time here in the third period. Whipbread State College will go on the bottom for the third, trailing 9-2.
Oh, looks like we're going to have a takedown here for Dunlap. Nope. Swisher gets takedown 7-0. And now looking for the defensive foul there, Mamie. Nope. Rolls all the way through to Swisher. 10 seconds ago. Escape for Whitbread. Now it's 9-3. And Belfont's going to Hershey. And that also means the second weight class where the WPIL is down a qualifier. Only getting three here at 152 pounds.
Back underway are Petrovic and McMillan. 45 seconds left, third period. Petrovic in on an inside single, and McMillan gets him off the leg. And back in on another attack is Petrovic, and he'll get the takedown, go up 9-0.
Shaw, nice single leg here. Gets the takedown, 12-3. 1 minute to go. Now an escape makes it 12-4.
Escape for McMillan, 9-1 Petrovic. Shot in, Petrovic able to take a reshot. Great job by Petrovic to get that takedown. And he's going to be your third place finisher at 152.
No overtime.
That's right, no overtime for the third place match this time around. 12-1, Petrovic your winner.
Not going to have overtime here on mat number one either. 12-4 the lead for Maddox Shaw, and he's trying to add to it. Not able to get the takedown here. 15 on the clock as they come back to the center.
Be at the podium, please.
Shot in by Whitbread. Shaw gets behind. Just has to bring him down to the mat.
And there's a takedown, 15-4. And that's your final. Maddox Shaw, the West Regional Champion. We'll be back after this on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Top six at 145 in sixth place, Andrew Gall of Bellefonte. Fifth place, Case Chop of Butler. In fourth place at 145 pounds, Max Firestein of Franklin Regional. In third is Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. Second, Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. And your champion with a 7-6 decision, Dalton Perry from Central Mountain.
Championship here at 160 pounds, it's Luke Sipes of Altoona taking on Lonzi Vialma of Connellsville. Already there. Saw the one, Vialma. And this is an important match here because the team race is getting a little bit tighter.
And third place match, Braden White of Thomas Jefferson, who they're competing against, taking on Rook Smith of Montour.
And here we go, Bellefonte. Noah Weaver of Bellefonte taking on Liam Costa of Moon in the fifth place match. And it's going to be 6-0 lead for Weaver. Team score right now is a 5.5-point lead for Connellsville. This is their last competitor, though. And Thomas Jefferson still has three wrestlers to go. This one and two more. Bodie Miller. Bodie Marlowe and Shep Turk. You kind of like Shep Turk's chance in the finals, right?
I would think so, yes. Yeah.
And so if they don't score and Shep Turk gets a fall in the finals, Thomas Jefferson wins.
Yeah. And Bodie Marlowe is a toss-up match, him and Asher Cunningham.
Yeah. I mean, I think Cunningham's probably the favorite.
Yeah.
But these matches here are very important, and right now it's a 3-0 lead for Sipes on Vialma.
Braden White, Thomas Jefferson scoreless with Rook Smith of Montour after one. Smith on the bottom for the second.
What happened here? How did they end up being 6-6?
We started talking. We missed the part of it, right? He had the three and the three.
So 6-0. Must have got a reversal to the back. 6-6 now for Costa and Weaver.
Scoreless are White and Smith. And there's a stalling call.
Costa gets another reversal. So now it's 8-6. Costa leading. Sipes riding on top of Vialma. He's going to ride him out here in this first period. 3-0 at the end of one.
Still scoreless with 56 seconds to go in the second. Smith and White.
Sipes with a escape. Up 4-0 now. Takedown for Sipes. And Vialma is kind of getting worked over a little bit.
Smith trying to get free. White continuing to ride. And down to 20 seconds left. Still scoreless.
1-point escape down there for Weaver. It's now 8-7. Fifth place match.
Final seconds of this second period. Braden White and Thomas Jefferson will ride Rook Smith. Keep it scoreless at the end of two.
Over there looking, cleaning up some blood here on mat number one.
Escape for White. He leads 1-0. Still wrestling neutral are White and Smith. White leading 1-0. Minute and a half to go, third period.
Going to look for a reversal here is Weaver. Cost is still listed in control. That's it. Does a good job fighting this single leg back up and around. That's just pure strength there by Liam Costa. Now he's getting a little bit high here. Oh, and he's got a power half. Look at this power half go. Vielma comes to his feet here in the second. Down by 7. Now he just gives up. Does get the escape, so it's 7-1. Sipes leading.
Had a stall call. Giving White a point, so White's now up 2-0.
Costa leading 8-7, riding on top of Noah Weaver.
Smith got poked in the eye, it looks like, and just needing some time.
And we are with 32 seconds to go in the championship bout. I want to grab that foot. Oh, now looking for near fall here. Up on top is Costa. Going to get a couple. Got three, actually. 11-7 now. Costa leading. Time runs out, and at 160 pounds, the WPL will get 4.
Two nothing lead for Braden White of Thomas Jefferson. Brooke Smith has done a lot of trying movements and shakes, but hasn't really taken any shots, just really been standing there staring at White. And if you're White, you don't need to do much, right? You're up 2-0.
Yeah,
just
I
wait.
Not do anything. Brooks that's Smith just not disciplined right there. That's just not understanding where you're at.
Yeah, he's not taking a single shot and just basically stood there and faced him. So Braden
actually,
White,
looked, I think he looked over to say, that doesn't matter if I got fourth or third. No big deal. Okay. Matters to Connellsville.
Yeah.
Especially now here that Lonzi Velma is down by 6. So here's what that does to the team score. Is now it's a 3.5-point lead. Now Shep Turk does it. Like now if either Bodie Marlowe or Shep Turk win, Thomas Jefferson's the team champs.
It's going to be interesting. And you got like Shep Turk, obviously, against Philip Rierich, who he's already beat last week. Or no, he doesn't have Philip Rick.
He has a Kearns from
Kearns.
Mifflin.
Sorry, excuse me. But yes, I like Shep Turk either way.
I do too.
And Bodie Marlowe's in a toss-up match, quite honestly.
I think if Bodie Marlowe wins, people will be like, oh, wow, that's a big win. If Shep Turk wins, I think people kind of expect it.
Yeah.
33 seconds to go here for Vielma. Vielma's got to try to figure something out. Down by 6. And Luke Sipes has just looked really good on top. I mean, stalling called now on Vielma. That's going to give a point to Sipes. And that's going to be it. 8-1 final victory for Luke Sipes. It is the PIAA AAA West Region here on Greensports.net, Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Top 6 at 152. In 6th place, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. In 5th, Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte. In fourth place at 152, it was Darius McMillan of Peters Township. In third place, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. In second place, it was James Whitbread of State College. And your champion with a 15-4 major decision, Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson.
Just want to remind you that this broadcast is presented under the rights granted by the PIAA. It is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the PIAA, GreenSports.net, and the WJPA radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by GreenSports.net and WJPA radio, all rights reserved, copyrighted as of 2025. Championship match is state champion Asher Cunningham taking on Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, 106 pounds. Third place match, Mario Hutcherson leading McLean Miller of Pine Richland. And, hey, this is something different. A WPL guy from Armstrong is taking on Belfont's Jackson Long down here fifth place.
Mario Hutcherson is already up 10-1 on Mac Miller.
This is a clear three guys are better than everybody else.
Yes. For sure. And really, you have, I think it's kind of separate.
There's two, and then there's a clear third.
Yes.
And then everyone else.
Yep.
Cunningham trying to come in behind Marlowe, and he does. Now he's got a Turk lined up. 3-0 the lead for Asher Cunningham.
He's going to have a 17-2 technical fall in 54 seconds for Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area for third place.
Okay. Scoreless first period between Kinsey and Long down in for fifth, and it's a 3-0 lead for Cunningham. Cunningham is Casey Cunningham's son, Casey Cunningham, the assistant coach at Penn State. And so, he's around pretty good wrestlers regularly.
Yeah, absolutely. His whole life.
His whole life. His whole life has been up there at watching. I guess his whole life has not been at State College, because Casey Cunningham was at Northern Iowa before, maybe
most of them.
Yeah. And then he was at Iowa State with Kale, and now they've really just built something amazing at Penn State. Three-zero. Lead for Cunningham at the end of one. Still scoreless as they go out of bounds down here in the fifth place match between Long and Kinsey. 1 point escape for Cunningham to start the second. It's 4-0. Cunningham with a single leg here on Marlowe. And there's a takedown. 7-0 now, Cunningham leading.
All 160 pounds.
Long riding on top of Kinsey down there from fifth place match.
160.
Up next is going to be Jacob Stevenson of Waynesburg, the Lone Raider still in this tournament, taking on Bryce Brungard of Central Mountain. They met last night. It was a 7-3 victory for Stevenson. So need to kind of have a repeat. 7-0 down here with a minute to go in the second period. Cunningham leading Marlowe.
Yeah, Cunningham has dominated this one so far.
One-point escape for Kinsey in the second now is up 1-0.
Not much going here for Marlowe underneath.
That's a good figure four on that leg. That's a lot of power on that hip. Stalling called on Marlowe, now trying to get him to open up. 15 seconds to go.
Got to imagine Marlowe will probably go neutral in the third.
Need something. I would not go underneath again. You've been ridden for 2.5 minutes. Neutral the choice for Marlowe. Down 7-0. In deep on a shot here is Marlowe. Got to hide your ankles here. Let those ankles be something to grab onto. Stalemate called.
Gotten in on a couple of shots, says Marlowe, just not able to finish.
Cunningham just got really good defense and understands what he needs to do for position. Just come back to a comfort level of being in that position. Kinsey riding on top here, leading by a point in the third period over Jackson Long. That's frustrating, too, because you've done the hard work of getting in on the shot. Just got to finish faster.
Yeah, it looked like he kind of died, like he hesitated a little bit there.
And now,
knowing what was going to come after the top. There's a takedown for Cunningham.
Again,
and now getting near fall. This isn't as close as we thought it was going to be. 14-0 now, the lead. And now trying to power half here. And it might end up being a technical fall if he's able to get this stretched out. And there's near fall coming, maybe. There it is. Going to be a technical fall for Cunningham. And now, if not the fall. Time runs out. 4 near fall. 18-0. Cunningham knocks off Marlowe.
Yeah, right at the 6-minute mark.
18-0. 1-0 is still the lead down here for Kinsey, and he's riding on top, doing a good job here on top of Long. Long was able to get close to getting an escape early, but since that time, it's been all Kinsey. Oh, now close to getting out, and now stalling called on Kinsey with 25 seconds to go.
It's a big stalling call to get near the edge of the mat.
Granby attempt there from Long. Another Granby attempt coming. And now getting in better position here. Getting kind of high is Kinsey. 12 seconds to go. Might give up a reversal here. Or get pinned. In better position here on top now. And time's going to run out. 1-0 the lead. And Kinsey we'll give the WPL 4 at 172. We'll be back after this on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Top six at 160. In sixth place, it was Noah Weaver of Bellefonte. Fifth place, Liam Costa of Moon. In fourth place at 160 pounds, Rook Smith of Montour. In third place, Braden White of Thomas Jefferson. In second place, Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville. And your champion with an 8-1 score, Luke Sipes of Altoona.
Big fifth place match down here for Waynesburg. It is Jacob Stevenson taking on Bruce Brungard of Central Mountain.
Your championship, Kendall Hoare of Dubois, Avery Arond of Mifflin County. And for third, Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, Mark Gray of Kiski area.
It's another weight class where the WPL kind of got lost one. Best they can do is three.
So not only is Stevenson trying to keep Waynesburg alive, but also trying to make sure it doesn't go down to two here at 189 pounds.
Right.
No pressure on the young man.
No pressure. Hoare and Arend of Mifflin County. Hoare out of Dubois. I believe that kid's only a freshman. Wrestles very well. Just always in good position is Kendall Hoare.
No doubt about it. Scoreless between Snyder and Gray at the end of one. That was control.
Shot attempt here by Stevenson. Can't get the leg. Was into it, but then Brungard just kind of backs out. Shorter first period, right? So down to 5 seconds to go. Time runs out.
Also scoreless in the championship and third place matches.
And now it's going to be Brungard working from bottom. Stevens says, let's go neutral. 1-0, Brungard leading.
Snyder in on a shot after Mark Gray picks up an escape.
Brungard dives in. Now Stevens did a good job trying to come in around behind. Doesn't get there. Now Brungard's got the single leg trying to pull it up. Hoare comes to his feet. Arend just lets him go as he does a Granby out.
Had a takedown for Hunter Snyder. He leads Mark Gray 3-1. 1:15 to go in the second.
Stevenson working down here with Brungard. 1-0, Brungard leading. Stevenson long and lanky. Now it's a nice shot. Can't get there, and he backs out. Tries to tie up the wrists of Brungard.
Escape for Mark Gray. 3-2. Lead for Hunter Snyder.
Brungard trying to chase the leg here on this front headlock. And Stevenson able to fight up out of it. Good job there.
Cradle locked in for Gray, and he takes Snyder to his back. Both guys have a cradle locked in, it looks like, on each other.
Gray's in a lot better position. Back here with Stevenson, 33 seconds to go.
Gray looked like he had it there momentarily.
Oh, now he's
time's going to run out. Four near falls for Gray. He's up 9-3.
Back down here with Stevenson, 22 seconds to go. 1-0 lead for Brungard. Double leg shot here by Stevenson. Now trying to, by Brungard, trying to step up. Stevenson trying to hold the wrist. Come in around behind. Not able to do it. Now Mike come around this side. Short time, and he does come in around behind and gets a takedown with 1 second to go. 3-1. Stevenson leading now.
Huge takedown there.
That was a huge takedown.
Kendall Hoare is up 1-0 at the end of two.
And we're going to have a another opportunity to score here for Stevenson. Working from bottom, comes to his feet, and quickly gets the escape. He's up now 4-1. This is mirroring what he did yesterday. Now we're going to have a club. Arend tries a Granby.
Had a takedown for Mark Gray. He is up 12-4.
I tell you what, Hoare's tough on top here. Riding with a lot of pressure.
Come on, come on, come on.
Core down to 110 to go. For Stevenson, he's up 4-1 with 1:20 on the clock as they come back to the center.
35 seconds to go, third period. Mark Gray of Kiski area riding and leading 12-4. Ron trying
looking
to turn and face Hoare. And tries to hit a headlock on Hoare.
And he doesn't.
Hoare is able to get the head popped.
And the Mifflin County coach, you're looking for like a locked hand. 41 seconds to go here for Hoare. Good job. 4-1 lead down there for Stevenson.
Mark Gray.
39 seconds.
Mark Gray of Kiski area, your third place finisher, 12-4. Over Snyder of Latrobe.
39 seconds on the clock here as Stevenson comes back to the center. Trying to become a state qualifier for the first time. Shot attempt here by Brungard. Hips back for Stevenson. Reshot by Stevenson. Now back up on their feet. Now he's trying to back up a little bit.
Avery Arond hits a nice
reversal with... and the escape, so we're going to be 2-2. We've got to go to overtime there. And now 10 seconds to go here for Stevenson. 4-1. Now you just got to kind of stay back as they go out of bounds. There's 9 seconds on the clock. Jake Stevenson trying to get to Hershey. Backs up. Brungard pushing in. Might get a stall call. That's all right. Go ahead and take a stall call. 3 seconds to go, and Jake Stevenson is a state qualifier, joining his dad and his uncle. And great job for the Stevenson family. That's something these guys needed. Great job, Jake Stevenson makes the state tournament, and that will be 3 at 189.
And we are into overtime at 189 in the final. Aria Rond and Kendall Hoare.
Remember, Hoare scored first, if it comes down to that.
Nice little drag by there, but not able to get in on a leg. Now Hoare in on a leg. Ron trying to just throw the legs in on it and work over top the body. Hoare trying to just bring him down, and there it is. Kendall Hoare of DuBois will get the takedown and win 5-2 at 56 seconds of overtime.
Good job for the freshman there. All right, we'll be back after this. It's the PIAA West Region here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top six at 172 pounds. Sixth place, Jackson Long of Bellefonte. Fifth place, Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. In fourth place at 172, it was Mac Miller of Pine Richland. In third, Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area. Second, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. And your champion by Tech Fall, 18-0 at 6 minutes, Asher Cunningham of State College.
215-pounders out here, and this is one that we've done pretty well in. Guaranteed 4, and potential to have 5 if Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan is able to hold off Carter Wilson of DuBois.
I tell you what, you came into this tournament, you knew, you had a good feeling that if it was going to get 4s. They had the top 4 guys in the state, all in the district, and matchups we've seen before. These were the first and third place matches last week. Elijah Brown of Bel Vernon taking on Cooper Roskowski of Kiski for first. Jake Conroy of Ringgold taking on Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic for third. Collins, meanwhile, sixth place finisher last week, but wrestling here for a chance to go to the tournament. These two did wrestle in the opening round. Wilson beat Collins 4-3. By the way, checking my math, you mentioned Belfont had five guys. They only had one, I think, win, right?
Yeah.
One out of five. Tough afternoon for Belfont.
That's better than getting none, though.
It's true. They're going.
They're going. But
percentages are low.
How about this? Looking for the fall here. Elijah Brown almost got Roskoski over to his back.
Jay Conroy of Ringgold opened up with a takedown in the first. He leads 3-0.
Takedown here. Nope. Oh, how about this? Collins does a good job. Looks like he was going to give it up, and then Wilson was able to just kind of slow around, and now coming in behind is Collins up 2-0.
Thompson on the bottom in the second period, out for one. Conroy's lead now 3-1. Brown and Roskoski going to be scoreless at the end of one. Brown wins the flip. He'll go on the bottom.
Working here on top is Collins.
Injury time going
riding
for Thompson
on top
of Central
of
Catholic.
Wilson.
Brown trying to come up to his feet. Peeling the hands, and he's out for one.
Collins still in behind here on Wilson, 26 seconds ago. If he's able to ride out here, that would be big, because then you end up having yourself to where you can give up a escape in the third and still have a point cushion. 14 seconds to go here.
Following today's medal ceremony.
Still injury time going for Thompson of Central Catholic. 1-0 lead for Brown of Bell Vernon. 1:15 to go in the second.
2-0 the lead for Collins. It's going to be Wilson on bottom here in the third.
Had a penalty point awarded to Conroy. They're talking to the Central Catholic coaches. They just came back to the center circle after that long injury time.
Collins still on top here, 1:48 to go. Wilson was able to come to his feet, but then he was just kind of put straight back down. Championship match is a 1-0 lead for Elijah Brown. 33 seconds ago. We're on our feet here in the second. It'll be Roskoski's choice in the third.
So a penalty point awarded to Conroy. He's up 4-1 now with a minute to go in the second.
Brown working inside. Now Roskoski with a underhook.
Thompson in on a shot, trying to finish. Conroy tried to do a little bit too much defending there instead of just giving it up, and now he's going to give back points as well to Thompson. So it's 4-4. And now Conroy has to try to bridge out. Thompson pinning the shoulders down.
And Conroy,
there is the fall. Thompson, your third place finisher by fall at 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
They call on sportsmanlike somewhere? Or no?
They did. They just did again there.
On who?
On Central Catholic. So I don't know. Must be something Thompson is saying.
Yeah.
Because he gave away a penalty point.
Yeah.
I think it was something he must have said coming back.
Yeah.
And
now we got a 1-0 lead here for Brown, and we're on our feet again. So Roskoski went neutral. Just trying to get a takedown here.
And lessons learned, right? I mean, I think that's the good part for guys like Roskowski, Thompson, Conroy, is that you get to see Brown multiple weeks and learn how tough he is on top. And you don't make that mistake and go neutral.
Yep. 2-1 the lead down here for Collins with 15 seconds to go. A shot attempt there in deep one. Wilson's in deep. He's trying to get a takedown here on Collins, and Collins is in trouble here. Close to getting a takedown is Wilson, and Wilson's going to – is he going to get it? No, they're going to say no, yes. They're going to talk about it. They're going to talk about it. They're going to discuss it. It was close.
Real close.
We're in Cannon McMillan Gym. No takedown.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. It was close.
It was close. It was very close. So Collins advances, and that will be five for the WPIL at 2:15.
One nothing lead for Brown. 20 seconds left in the third.
Roskowski.
Hard on the head was Brown. Final 15 seconds. He's driving into Roskowski. Doesn't want him to get a shot off. Tying Roskowski up. Roskowski tries one more time. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon will be your champion. 1-0 in the final.
And with that, we'll be back with heavyweights after this on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Top six at 189, sixth place, Bryce Brungard of Central Mountain, fifth place, Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg, in fourth place at 189, it was Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, third place, Mark Gray of Kiski area. Your runner-up at 189 was Avery Aranda of Mifflin County, and your champion with a 5-2 overtime win, Kendall Hoare of Dubois.
All right, so here's the storyline at the heavyweight division. WPL is getting four, but what it comes down to, if Shep Turk wins this match, Thomas Jefferson is your team champion. If Kearns from Mifflin County wins, then Connellsville. So the entire WPIL is hoping that Shep Turk wins, except for Connellsville. Except for Connellsville. Connellsville's rooting for Kearns. Interesting to note. So WPIL is going to be three less than they would have taken the old way, right? Three less, and could have been only two less if not for that disqualification.
Yeah.
Weight classes, they didn't have as many, 127, 152, and 189. So overall, I mean.
Pretty even. Yeah.
So really the people that got to be upset is this new format.
The Northwest.
They got to be mad that, you know, we changed things up and now there's less people going to Hershey.
And you had to kind of know that would be the case, you know, when you partner with the WPIL, with the WPIL being as strong as they have been in recent years.
Yep.
Third place match, Philip Rierich of Armstrong, Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. Rierich up 3-0, 20 seconds into the second period, wrestling on their feet.
And we are nearing the end of the first period between Turk and Kearns.
Takedown for Rearick. Takes McConaughey to his back. And there is the fall. Rearick of Armstrong, your third place finisher by fall at 1 minute and 39 seconds.
Kearns are going to work from the bottom in the second. One-point escape. And now Shep Turk in on a single leg maybe. Trying to take Kearns down, and he comes behind Kearns. Tries a half, can't get it. Nope, but he still has Kearns broke down. 3-1 is the lead. Now he's got this, we've seen this before. He gets his elbow, and then he comes out front, and he gets you kind of rolled to your back. Now looking for near fall, and Shep Turk's a lot of big guy on there looking for the fall, and he gets it. And now Thomas Jefferson is team champs. Shep Turk with a fall in 2:45.
And that fall made it not as close, too, as far as the team points.
Thomas Jefferson with 118 and a half points. Connellsville with 116.
Whew. And Thomas Jefferson is built for these kind of tournaments with their heavy hitters.
And just awaiting one match to go. That is the fifth place bout. D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel and Cam Dana of West Allegheny. They're tied at one. 125 to go. I'm going to look at something here real quick to see how they're doing with Fox Chapel. I believe this is their only guy, right?
Michael Warson got fifth.
Oh, that's
fifth
right.
Place.
Warson was fifth, yep. And then for West Allegheny.
Now they have Michael Johnson advancing.
So neither one of them are just kind of holding. They're just trying to be make sure you get a pair.
This one has the makings of overtime final match type setup.
It does really. I mean, it's the last bout of the tournament, so it's got to go to overtime, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that like a rule?
It is. At the end of every round, the last match has to go to overtime.
25 seconds to go here in regulation. 1-1 the score between Hamilton and Dana.
Dana hard swipe at Hamilton's head.
Oh,
Hamilton going back
that
at it.
Unsportsman. There's a 1 point. We might not go to overtime.
You know, to Fox Chapel defense, Dana smacked him first hard. And Hamilton went back. And it's always a second person, right? I mean, they say it in football all the time. But it's always the second guy that gets called.
And, that one was from left field.
I don't love that. You're talking about a state trip on the line. Both guys did it. Let them go to overtime.
2-1. And it is Dana with the victory, 2-1. And we're going to step aside. We're going to actually step aside for several minutes while we kind of process everything. We're back. It's the conclusion. Next up is Hershey. It's the PIAA Western Region is all finished up. We're back after this on GreenSports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love, to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification
It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Your top six at 2:15. In sixth place, it was Carter Wilson of Dubois. Fifth place, it was Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. In fourth place at 2:15, it was Jake Conroy of Ringgold. In third, Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Second place finisher, it was Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. And your champion with a 1-0 decision, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. 285 pounds in sixth place, it was D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel. Fifth, it was Cam Dana of West Allegheny. In fourth place at 285, it was Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. Third place, Philip Rierick of Armstrong. In second, it was Peyton Kearns of Mifflin County. And your champion by fall at 245, Shep Turk of Thomas Jefferson.
Team score looks like this. In fifth place, Mifflin County, 71.5 team points. Fourth place finisher, State College, with 80.5. 94 team points for Altoona. In third place, runners-up is Connellsville, 116 team points. And with that fall in the finals at 285 pounds, Shep Turk puts Thomas Jefferson as the team champion. Been a pretty good tournament. Again, we talked about how this would go, being that the WPL is not used to this kind of format. There's other regions are used to that because they were used to having districts and then a region. But this is something new for WPL. Haven't done it in a very, very long time. But anyway, they came in. They could have had a total of 52 qualifiers the old way, ended up with 49 this way. Could have had 50 if they wouldn't have had the slam at 133 pounds. But overall, kind of went like we expected. Really weren't in the finals many upsets that we would, you know, kind of throw out there as being like, wow, I can't believe that guy won.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the ones that you expected to win did. And, you know, some couple really good matches. But for the most part, I just feel like it just kind of went status quo here this round.
Yep, appreciate you being here, Greg. Next week we will have the coverage from the Giant Center. Not exactly sure who's going to be there.
That's right. That's right.
But we appreciate you being on the WJPA Sports Network and Green Sports, not just this weekend, but all winter long. Got some basketball still to go through, and we have the state championships next week.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun, and really looking forward to being in Hershey and seeing how the WPAF fares here in the state tournament.
Yep. Appreciate you guys being here. Again, this was the PIAA Class AAA West Regions all wrapped up. We'll see you in Hershey next week. As always, oh, where's my thing here? As always, GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, Hamburger Insurance AG on Route 19 just north of the Meadows, Kinetic, Internet Better, CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our rich region's rich athletic tradition. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. Cornerstone Care, creating a healthier tomorrow's today. Monarch Student Transport, Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Sarah's Candies, supporting Waynesburg Wrestling for over 50 years. And Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. We'll see you next week.